Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It's not a long survey, so would you be interested in answering a couple of questions?
Yeah, if I can.
I'm sure it's basically about politics, and we are not affiliated with anyone, and it's going to take around 7 to 10 minutes. Is that okay?
Okay.
First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Do anybody have it?
Sorry?
Please, I didn't hear you well.
It says, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I don't know. I got a television. The rest of it, I don't have no internet and all that good stuff.
But, like, does anyone that lives with you work in a service like that, like a reporter or something like that?
No.
Okay, that's great.
No, the
Thank
one
you.
Here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and are you registered to vote?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And just to be sure, we are representing everyone. May I ask your race?
I'm black.
That's okay. And what is your age?
Age 3.
That's okay. Thank you. Okay, now I know. Would you like me to read the questions a little bit slow?
Well, if I can answer them, I will. If I can't, I will not, because
That's okay. Okay, the first one says, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will you not vote?
Probably definitely.
Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Well, the presidential is great, but I would miss them, but I try to make all of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what would you say? Like, maybe somewhat more important?
No, that I know of.
Sorry?
Is anyone more important?
Oh, yeah.
President.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what makes you feel that way? Could you give me, like, a small sentence about it?
No.
That's
well,
okay.
He's going to control everything, so.
That's okay. Thank you. And now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, not dissatisfied, but ain't nothing I can do to control it.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. So would you say you're just satisfied, like generally? That's okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
Approve.
Would you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay, that's great. And thinking about how the economy is going specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind with the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
Well, I'm just surviving.
Okay, so would you say it's keeping up with it?
That's okay.
And now this is a little longer, but after this, we're going to be halfway through, so it says, I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are the most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, please rate it on a scale from 0 to 10, how important of a voting issue it is for you. 0 means that it is not important at all. 5 means that it is somewhat important, and 10 means that it is the most important. So the first one says reducing crime and violence.
It's very important.
Okay, so would you give it a from 0 to 10? How much?
10 for important.
Okay. The second one says, that's okay. Second one says, expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioids and fentanyl.
I don't know what that is, but anyway, maybe 8.
They are basically rehab services for drug abuse and use. The third one says, addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth.
Well, I can't have any use it, so I should say, oh, it's black, not so good. I'm just singing some because I hadn't had time to look at it or think about it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so would you rate it from 0 to 10 or?
5.
That's okay. Next we have banning assault weapons.
Oh, maybe I say 10.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next we have lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription of drugs.
Yes, well.
Okay. Next, we have raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure that they pay their fair share.
Yeah, if I had to vote for it, I would vote for it. Yeah.
Okay.
They
next, we
lies.
Have. Yeah. Next, we have protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
So protecting, if you're protecting something, it's about, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But would you rate it from 0 to 10?
Yes, say 8.
That's okay. And the last one for this list says, improving K through 12 public school education.
I need to rate it. Need to be improved.
If you think it's important, like improving it, yeah. So if you think it's important, you can rate it like a 10 and below.
Okay. 10.
Okay, that's great. Next, it says, thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be the most about? So I'm going to read you a list, and you can choose one or two options that you think are the most important for you. So the list says, improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable. Next, we have tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality for being rolled back, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, and bringing in new leaderships and making changes with the first woman of color as a president.
You know what has to vote for all of them?
Like, you have to choose one that you think is, like, the most important for you. You can choose one or two.
Okay. We can give us a black president. Is that what you said?
It says bringing in new leadership and making changes with the first woman of color president.
That's rated to 10. I guess that's the way you do it.
Yeah, that's okay. And would you choose another one?
Get two of them?
You can only get one. Do I leave it like this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100. on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel anything in particular. And if you've never heard of the person, you can let me know that as well. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah, like it's basically the same rating, but instead of 0 to 10, it's from a 0 to 100.
Hmm.
Okay. The first one is Joe Biden.
Yes, if he's I hope he's a Democrat, yes. I don't know what I'm voting for.
I can also mark it as no opinion.
Okay.
That's okay. Next, we have the Republicans in Congress in general.
Ma'am, could you? I'm being interrupted, so you please call me back later. Okay.
And how long could I call you back?
Mm-hmm, please.
Okay, I'm going to call you back in like an hour. Is that okay?